USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The Atlanta District Attorney bringing Georgia election charges against former President Trump may be forced off the case. USA's John Schaefer with more.
On Monday, the judge overseeing the Georgia election subversion case involving Donald Trump and multiple co-defendants raised the possibility of disqualifying the district attorney responsible for bringing the case. This consideration stems from concerns that she may have financially benefited from a personal relationship with her chief prosecutor on the case. A hearing is scheduled for Thursday to address motions seeking the removal of Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis due to allegations of an improper romantic involvement with Nathan Wade, the special prosecutor she hired. Additionally, Trump and his co-defendants are pursuing the dismissal of the entire case.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's latest hospitalization for emergent bladder issues will keep him from a key meeting of NATO allies in Brussels. The 70-year-old retired general was admitted to Walter Reed National Military Hospital on Sunday. Earlier in the year, he'd been hospitalized due to complications from surgery to treat prostate cancer. Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall says the situation concerns him.
The world is on fire right now, and if we're not projecting strength, but rather weakness, it only invites aggression and conflict and war, and that's precisely what we're seeing right now.
Snowplow crews will be busy throughout Tuesday in New York and many other parts of the Northeast.
And we will be prepared to plow every street, every highway, and every bike lane as soon as accumulations hit 2 inches or more.
Jessica Tisch is the sanitation commissioner in New York City. Forecasters are calling for between 6 inches and a foot of new snow across areas of New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. There are also coastal flooding concerns along the mid-Atlantic coast. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has 3 beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
A 7-year-old boy is fighting for his life after being shot inside Lakewood Church in Houston Sunday afternoon. That's where celebrity pastor Joel Osteen preaches. Commander Chris Hassig of Houston Police said the woman who opened fire and the boy she critically wounded came to the church together.
She gets out of her white vehicle, opens the door, pulls out the 7-year-old child out of the back seat.
The woman's gun had a Free Palestine sticker on it, and she has a long criminal history. 2 employees at a chemical facility close to Houston lost their lives after being fatally shot by a 35-year-old individual whose spouse had previously worked at the same plant. The tragic incident occurred at the thermal polymer plant located in Angleton. The perpetrator, identified as Bradley Jones, held the workers at gunpoint before carrying out the shootings. Authorities managed to apprehend him about 30 minutes away near the Texas coastline. President Biden is making light of concerns about his memory following the special counsel report that raised questions on his age. Speaking at a conference in Washington this week, Biden quipped about his longevity.
I know I don't look like it, but I've been around a while.
The ABC network has given the green light to Golden Bachelorette, a spinoff slated for this fall following the success of Golden Bachelor. Teresa Nist from New Jersey captured Bachelor Jerry Turner's heart in the original series. The new spinoff will track a woman's journey to find love in her senior years. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.